Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome on this beautiful, warm Southland morning. I have it on good authority. It's 8 degrees out there with a wind chill running at about zero.
Oh, really?
So it's nice and warm in here. Good to be together. Everybody had a good week?
Yes.
Got a smile?
Yes.
More than can be said for our friends in Kaikoura and all around that part of the world. Later on in the service, it would be just wonderful to spend time praying for them, wouldn't it? It would be cool. So let's plan to do that, shall we? Today, just to set the scene for today, kind of thought that this would be a wrap-up of the series that we've been doing on grace. So there's all kinds of ingredients. There'll be a little bit of screen time up here. I trust that you enjoy the time together and remind ourselves of the wonderful, wonderful grace of God.
This is my boy Zeke, and Zeke just turned 2 a few weeks ago. Hey, say hi. But I brought him up here because last weekend I was in Moore Park at our church plant out there, and Gordy was preaching, and he preached this passage that really impacted me. It was Ephesians 3:17, where Paul prays for the church, and he says, I pray that you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. Paul's prayer was, I want you to know how much God loves you. I pray that somehow, supernaturally, you would grasp how much God loves you. And he came talking about how we have no clue how much God loves us. Because it talks about how it's this love that surpasses knowledge. And I was thinking about, my kids, maybe think about later how, right now, as much as I love him, he has no clue, right? He might have some inkling, some idea, I'm sure this guy holding me, likes me, plays with me, throws things at me, that type of stuff. But I love this guy, I just love him, a boy. I don't even call him Zeke, I just call him boy all the time. Come here, boy, it just feels good. And, right, boy? And I was thinking, I really believe this about God. That God has this love for me that I don't even comprehend. That he loves me so much that I don't even get it. And I was praying this week, I was praying for the church. It's like, Lord, I bet you there's a bunch of people here who have no idea how much you love them. And that's what I pray. A lot of times we talk about our love for God here. And I question you, do you really love God? Do you really love God? But Paul's prayer here is, do you really know how much God loves you? Do you really believe that? And I also got to ask, does this, just looking at my son, does this look anything like your prayer? Like when you pray to God, is this what you picture? A security, an intimacy, just a, you're in the arms of Almighty God. And he's your father, he's your daddy. When you pray, does it feel anything like that? Think about your prayer now. Do you want to kind of cheated.
I wanted to start the service this morning with that clip because I think that's grace. That's what grace feels like. That's what that intimacy with the Father is all about. So I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to sing about this now, how deep the Father's love for us.